Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lost and Found by Andrew Clements. Read by Keith Knobs.
Chapter 1. Alphabetical. Jay Grayson was 12 years old, so the first day of school shouldn't have felt like such a big deal. But when he turned the corner onto Baker Street and saw the long brick building, he had to force himself to keep walking toward it. And Jay knew exactly why he felt so tensed up on this Tuesday morning in September. He was a new kid at a new school in a new town. Plus, his brother had stayed home sick today, so there wouldn't be even one familiar face in the whole school. He had to deal with his first day of sixth grade all on his own. Jay's mom had offered to come to school and help him get checked in. "I'm not some little baby, Mom." That's what he had told her, which was true. So as he walked through the front doors of Taft Elementary School with a small crowd of other kids, Jay tried to look on the bright side. He told himself, this could be a lot worse. And by that, Jay meant that it could have been like 9 months ago when his family had moved to Denver, Colorado in the middle of January. Jumping into a new school halfway through fifth grade? Miserable. By comparison, this most recent move to Clifton, Ohio, had worked out a lot better. They'd gotten settled into their new house exactly one day before the start of the school year. Clifton seemed like a nice enough place to live. The neighborhood was just outside the Cleveland city limits. Jay's brother had complained that the town seemed a little worn out.